Today we're going to talk again about how you can love yourself or even like yourself. There are steps that can help you improve your self-esteem, and I think that everyone needs a little oomph in that department, especially these days. So the first step I'm going to talk about is being mindful. We can't change something that we don't recognize needs to be changed. So if we are simply aware of our negative self-talk, don't believe everything that you think. Thoughts are just that, thoughts. So if you find yourself going down the path of self-criticism, just note what's happening. Be curious about it and remind yourself that those are thoughts, not facts. Just because you think something negative about yourself does not make it true. We all have a narrative or a story that we've created about ourselves upon which our self-image is based. So if we want to change that story, we have to understand where it came from and where we receive those messages we tell ourselves. You know, these thoughts are learned through a pattern of behavior. So you can start with affirmations. What do you wish you believed about yourself? If you repeat these phrases to yourself every day, maybe even in a mirror, sometimes helps you believe and change the things that you want to bring out in yourself. One exercise you can do is write down as many positive things as you can about yourself in 1 minute. It's shown in different studies to lower depression symptoms, to actually list out the positive things that you feel about yourself. You can also avoid falling into comparing yourself to others. We all need to practice acceptance of ourselves, especially. Just stop comparing yourself to others. Someone may appear happy on social media or even in person. That doesn't mean that they're happy. So if you compare yourself to someone else, then that only leads to self-negativity and anxiety and stress and feelings of low self-worth. You don't know exactly what's going on in their life to know if they are happy or not. These are things you need to stay away from. Channel your inner rock star. The picture on this audio is Albert Einstein's quote of, "Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it's stupid." So we all have our own strengths and our own weaknesses. You know, somebody might be a brilliant musician, but a horrible cook. Neither one defines what they're worth. So if you recognize your inner strengths, you can use those to bring out your confidence. Not everyone can be great at everything. So find your inner strengths. List them out. Practice them. You can even find the stuff you want to work on and put that down too, but know that you can't be good at everything. And in your thing, whether it be art, music, telling jokes, whatever, is going to be different than someone else who is good at that thing. So what you need to realize is that if you get a more realistic picture of yourself by channeling your inner rock star, then you know what you can do great. Another thing to think about is maybe time in your life when you had more self-esteem. And what were you doing at that time? You know, if you have a hard time seeing what your unique gifts are, ask a friend. Sometimes an outside perspective is so much easier to see the positive than an inside perspective. I know that a lot of us hate this, but there is a correlation between exercise and higher self-esteem. It's not just empowerment of the body, but it is empowerment of the mind. So you have to balance exercise and self-care and make sure that you're doing purposeful movement, is what we like to call it around here. Proper nutrition and sufficient sleep. They're all things that can help your self-esteem. Paying it forward. I can't stress this enough. Most people get a great feeling when they do great things for others. So when you can help someone else, you can be proud of that fact that you're helping someone, that you're giving them what they need, and it's something tangible to raise your worth. So even if it's just volunteering at a homeless shelter or big brother, big sister, or, you know, helping an old lady to her car with her groceries. You know, that type of thing can help your self-worth improve through doing good deeds. So be mindful of putting positive thoughts out so that positive thoughts come back. Forgiveness. Holding on to grudges, somebody you haven't forgiven, even not forgiving yourself can keep you stuck in a cycle of negativity. Something that I found is easy to do is to acknowledge it and then let it go. There are things that I've held on to that I'm working on, but I think in general, if you just know that that person or yourself, you've messed up, they've messed up, they did something wrong, you can't change the past. And hindsight is always 20/20. You always know exactly what you should have done. But I think that it's important just to address it, acknowledge it, forgive them, and move on. Because holding yourself back through their negativity is not helping anybody, and it's not punishing them in any way. The only way to punish someone who has hurt you is to forgive them and be a better person. Remember that you are not your circumstances. So whatever you're going through, whatever your situation is in life, that is not you. That does not define you. Your self-worth comes from within. Happiness comes from within. These are all things that we have to learn through life, is that nothing, no one thing, no one person, no outside force can change our happiness, can change how we feel about ourselves. That is our responsibility as a human being to change within ourselves. And positive thinking is the start to that. There's so much out there blanketing things with negative thinking and insults and put yourself down, it's fun, it's cool, whatever. But if you build yourself up, there's a line between confident and overconfident, and it's an easy line to ride if you know your self-worth. So find your self-worth. Take some time. Figure out what you're good at. Figure out what you like about yourself or what other people like about you. Concentrate on those instead of the negative things. If there are negative things that you know you have and you can work on them, it's not like I have too big a nose. Maybe it's you have a problem with your weight or you're overly sarcastic and that bothers people. These are things that you can work on in a more positive fashion. So take that and put it into your life, even in small ways. Put a post-it note next to your mirror before you go to bed every night. Talk to yourself. I do it all the time. Heck, I do it when I talk to you guys, kind of. But just say, you know, I am a wonderful person. I am a nice person. I am a giving person. Pick your strengths. Work on your weaknesses. Love yourself, because loving yourself makes it easier for others to love you. Okay? So do it. Today, pick something, something small even, and just work on it. Everyone can use a little more confidence. You know?